Jesus taught with authority. He taught with integrity. The words that fell from his mouth were words that welled up in his spirit. The words he spoke matched the deeds he did. There was a wholeness, an integrity about Jesus of Nazareth. It wasn't as if he was simply reciting a formula or speaking from something he learned. He lived and he spoke out of his very existence. And the people who saw this were amazed, and they marveled. But they didn't come to faith. They saw his deeds and they were awestruck by them. They heard his words and they thought how wonderful those words are. But it was only the unclean spirit who knew who he was. You are the Holy One of God. Jesus will ask those disciples later on in the story, he will say, "Who do people say that I am?" And Simon will answer, "Some of them think you are John the Baptist or Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And Jesus will say to him, "But you, who do you think that I am?" And Peter will answer, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus will say to him, "Blessed are you, Simon. You have not learned this in the ordinary way, but it has been revealed to you by my Father." The signs themselves, the witnessing of the words, by themselves won't do it. An openness to be led by the signs into a relationship. And that is the grace of God. To allow one's eyes to be opened and to see beyond what is immediately obvious. And then to live out that. To live out that with all one's heart. To live out that with integrity. With authority. Being self-possessed. Today we observe Scout Sunday and we in a particular way acknowledge and recognize the young women and men who are part of St. Matthew's Scouting Program and the adults who spend so much time with these young people in assisting them. You know, this scouting program is about leadership. It is about integrity. It is about learning skills and developing patterns of life that allow you to bring the best that is in you to the service of God and your neighbor. That's what it's about. Just learning the skills won't do it. Just piling up the merit badges won't do it. Something has to happen inside of you. Something called integrity. And there's no merit badge for that. That's the spiritual dimension of the program. And it's possible to go through the whole program. It's possible for a scout to become an Eagle Scout and have done all that is necessary and to have never interiorized, to have never taken in that spirit. It is what's inside that makes all the skills work. You know, every single person who went to jail as part of the Watergate cover-up was an Eagle Scout. What they forgot was they forgot the spirit. Highly talented, very well trained, highly skilled human beings without integrity. It's the integrity that makes all the difference. And it is the integrity that is the foundation of scouting. It is the development of leadership by which one's talents might be brought to serve God and one's neighbor, to serve one's community. And for that we give thanks today. For that we celebrate. Both in the lives of young people here and in the lives of adults who commit so much time and energy to the development of leaders, to the development of those qualities and that spirit that allow these young people to grow as strong examples of what it is to serve God and to serve neighbor. Please, let us turn to the Lord God. Let us pray.